Jesus spoke especially to peasants as a voice of peasant religious protest against the central economic and political institutions of his day. He attracted a following and took his movement to Jerusalem during the season of Passover. There he challenged the authorities with public acts and public debates. All of this was his passion. And what he was passionate about, God and the kingdom of God, God and God's passion for justice in the world. Jesus' passion got him killed. Jesus' passion for the kingdom of God led to what is often called his passion with a capital P, namely his suffering and death, which we commemorate in these days, this one in particular. But to restrict Jesus' passion to his suffering and death is to ignore the passion that brought him to the holy city of Jerusalem. To think of Jesus' passion as simply what happened on Good Friday is to separate his death from the passion that animated his life. His passion for the kingdom of God was threatening to the powers that be, both religious and political powers, that interestingly joined forces to put him to death. Did he resist in kind, with harsh words, name-calling, and violent resistance? Absolutely not. Jesus takes away the sin of the world by dramatically exposing the real sin of the world, which is ignorant violence, by refusing the usual pattern of revenge, and in fact, returning their curses with blessings. And finally, by teaching us who follow him that we can do the same.